Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
Interested to see if she is angry Maria or pleasant Maria this morning. Hello, Maria from Watertown.
Good morning, everyone. Like David Pasternak, when I'm called out, I need to answer the bell. And I will tell you that I am not angry today. Mm. As a matter of fact, I am so happy that the Boston Bruins proved me wrong. I issued a challenge to them. And they accepted the challenge, and they proved me wrong, that they are not total mental midgets, that they are capable of pulling it together and winning when it counts. Did they play a clean game? Most certainly not. Will they be able to win against the Panthers if they play in the same manner that they played the last three games against Toronto? Likely not. But I will tell you that if they can steal a game in Florida, then I'm saying they have a chance. Mm. They have a chance.
Okay.
And as far as the hero of that game, besides Jeremy Swayman, Hampus Lindholm, he was a beast in that game. He had the most shots on goal of any Boston Bruin. He knew exactly what he was doing when he banked that puck off the board. And Mitch Marner, you moron, how did you not know that David Pasternak was right behind you? Man, you might have played your last game in a Maple Leafs uniform after that.
Also, the Toronto, the sports media, the homers in Toronto saying that should have been an icing call is the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
He clearly beat them.
It is. And you know what? They're knuckleheads. It was looked at. It was looked at. Everyone else who covers, the TNT guys, the ESPN guys, said that Pasta was able to keep himself offside. So you know what? Go cry in your bucket of Leafs right now.
All right, Maria. There you go. She's in a good mood.
I will say Greg calling another city homers is rich.
And she's right, but she's right in the sense that they have a chance against Florida, but I think it's obviously because of the way Swayman's playing.
Yes.
And we know that if you got a hot goalie, you can win.
Do we have a lock sound effect, Shime? Maybe next time. So, lock of the year. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bruins win game one. Everybody thinks they're exhausted. They get in late. They played Saturday night late into overtime. The game, they probably weren't out of the garden until 1 a.m.
Mm.
They fly down Sunday to Sunrise, Florida, and the Panthers have just been sitting on their ass. I believe they split in Florida, but they win game one tonight. Mm. Lock it up.
Lock it up.
I think the Bruins are like plus good money here on the money lines, or the puck line, as they put it.
So, Curtis, you would recommend throwing a few bones on that outcome?
I will never tell another man or woman what to do with their money, but I would just say that is what I expect to occur.
Plus 150 for the Bruins.
Boom.
In your case, since you are the Drake's spokesperson for New England, I would say funny bones should be 10 funny bones.
Delectable, and let me tell you, the Drake's Cakes brand new Boston Cream Yodels.
Yeah.
Have been selling like Boston cream yodels.
Wouldn't know. Haven't been able to eat anything for 48 hours.
Okay, are we going to get to that?
Yeah, you teased it and never told us why, and I've been dying all morning. You refused to tell me even before the show when you brought it up. So I'm waiting to hear how you got food poisoning.
Saturday morning, I woke up. in a great mood and took Bullet for a walk, got a Starbucks coffee for me and the missus,
mm-hmm.
came back and decided I wanted to get myself a little something to eat for breakfast. So I made a half a bagel in the toaster.
Such a fat guy move.
Got the cream cheese out, put it on the bagel, ate the bagel. Delicious. Then ended up going shopping over at the Copley Mall.
All right.
Nice. Nice spot. Good stores.
And I would say, you know, around about noon, I started to sweat profusely and feel an uncomfortable cramping in my stomach region.
This is all still normal.
So came back and we had a Greg Hill Foundation derby party that was scheduled at the sporting club. So I went to meet, you know, the fellas, Glash, Bubs, et cetera. In fact, Santo came by. He was out shopping or something, came by. Pain in my stomach like I've never experienced before. I said, I hate to do this, but I cannot go to the event. I've got to go home. Something is horribly wrong with me. Go home, lie down. Long about 6 p.m., I was violently ill. The most violently ill I have ever been in my entire life.
Both ends?
At the first it was the mouth.
Okay.
But literally 5 minutes, every possible thing I'd eaten in 57 years.
What's coming up?
Came up.
Nice cleanse.
So I figured it was the Noro.
Texted us saying, just a heads up.
Said it was the Noro, just a heads up, think I have the Noro.
Had the Mego?
But then I didn't get ill again. I just had a lingering massive pain in my stomach, like cramps, like the worst ever.
You do,
Then it was bubble guts.
Oh, you didn't pee on a stick?
I did pee on a stick.
Do you think it's menopause?
You might be pregnant.
So then I started to think, I'm like, well, if it's not Noro, what else could it possibly be? Mm-hmm. Went to the, because the only thing I had eaten was one half of a bagel with cream cheese.
Yep.
Went to the refrigerator.
Yep.
Retrieved the cream cheese.
Oh, this is so bad.
Looked at the expiration date on the cream cheese, and it was August of 2023.
That is disgusting.
Wow.
I have so many questions about this.
You didn't smell it?
23? Huh?
You didn't smell it?
It turns colors.
Yes.
It did. Like it didn't get moldy?
Oh, stop.
I did remember when I was putting it on the bagel that it was like a little bit
green?
Like elastic and
oh my God.
Like kind of slimy a little bit, but it tasted.
You don't look at the date every time you use any dairy product?
No, clearly.
You could tell that thing was sitting in there forever. And he just thought it was like, oh, it's green. He's probably like, I must have got the sour cream with the chives in it.
I'm going to power through.
He thought it was all with the chives in it. You know how it looks a little green?
Don't you remember the last time you ordered cream cheese?
No, it's been sitting in his refrigerator.
I understand that, but he does do grocery shopping for himself.
Yeah.
He gets it delivered, but he places the order.
What it really tells you is that he doesn't throw stuff away that's been in.
Yes.
If it's August of 2023.
That's true.
Stuff that sits in his refrigerator.
He doesn't even clean it out.
He smells bad in your refrigerator.
No, you know why? He has the ultimate, like, bachelor refrigerator.
Yeah.
But he has the broke bachelor refrigerator where there's like four things in it.
Next thing you know, he's gonna pull out milk and it's gonna say expired 2021.
I do clean my fridge out from time to time. In this particular case, obviously I missed one container of cream cheese from August.
There was a certain elasticity to it. It smelled. It had different colors, but upside, it could still be okay, and I need cream cheese on my bagel.
You said it tasted good going down.
I mean, I feel like it did, but I mean, upon reflection, it was two bites. I probably didn't taste much.
Yeah. Right.
Thank God you didn't serve it to DMs.
I know. That would have been a nightmare.
I thought it was weird she said, do not resuscitate.
Man.
Well, there is like a thing where now, since I've been dating her, I had the flu. I almost died from that. I had the ear thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Which I solved the ear thing also. I got one more giant hunk of wax taken out. I'm clean on that baby.
Good job. Proud of you.
And I just, but anyway, just I Word of advice, look at the expiration date. I will never do that ever again. That was an absolute disaster. And unless you've had food poisoning, you don't know how horrendous it is. I did lose some weight, though, Sean.
That's
the good job. Good diet plan there.
Good run for your money. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to begin, Chime?
Well, Greg, your Boston Bruins are headed to Florida to take on the Panthers tonight. First game at 8. Matthew Tkachuk spoke over the weekend and said, well, you know, kind of expected it to be the Boston Bruins. Here was Matthew Tkachuk.
Without this coming out too badly, I mean, I think we all knew it was probably going to be Boston the way that series was going, and I'm sure a lot of people expected at the beginning of the series. But plus, I guess you never know, but I think throughout the whole series, we were probably expecting they were going to come out and win it one way or the other.
I think most people felt that way, right?
Except for the Toronto fans. They thought this was it. that city, hockey-wise, continues to suffer. It could be worse. Curtis talks a lot about one title in the last, whatever, 50 years here. Could be worse. It could be Toronto.
I watched the Maple Leafs Square videos of them all, distraught after Pasta's goal 19 million times.
Yeah,
Sunday.
It's extraordinary.
Oh, Courtney, it's funny you bring that up. We have audio live from Maple Leaf Square. Yeah. There was a young man there, interviewed a fan. This is great. Here's some reaction following the Pasta overtime winner.
No, my God, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In overtime. Oh, my God. What just happened?
The Leafs just lost the series, man. All right, what do you want to talk, man? Just go.
Utter sadness in Maple Leaf Square. Talk to me right now. How do you feel?
Honestly, you know, I love being here. I love the fans. Love the energy. I have a lot of fun when I come here, and the Leafs always put on a good show for us. I'm pretty pumped up.
Hey, but isn't that that's what? Right. You had a good time.
I had a great time.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not. I was about to. Almost.
Do you want
to
cry?
I might.
Wow.
At least they got the game 7.
Yeah.
There's always next year.
I don't know. You bounce back from this one. You fought your way back to a game 7. You look like you had the momentum throughout. You know, most of that game, they were doing a good job. They were all over the Bruins. Went up 1-0, and then to lose it like that, that's gotta suck.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, we can actually hear from Pasta after the game, talking about, he actually brings up how Jim Montgomery called him out. He was asked about it. And this is Pasta's response on being called out prior to Game 7.
It obviously helped the certain individual, you know. You have this conversation with Jimmy, you know. He said the stuff he did after, after Game 6? Yeah. And, you know, I was, you know, I told him, like, if I'm the coach and you are me, I would say the same thing. So I had no problem with him saying that. You know, he's trying to bring the best out of every single player, you know, and he expects more. And how I said, I just took it as a man, you know, and tried to be better. I admit it, I need to be better, you know, so, and I still have ways to be better.
Okay.
All right.
Love
there
it.
You go,
all right.
Courtney.
Yep.
I don't know if he means it, but it's the exact right answer.
Yes. You don't think he feels that way?
I don't know. I can't. I couldn't tell if he was sincere or not in that cut. It didn't feel like it. Like, it felt like I hated it. I hate that he said it, but I have to say that I liked it and that I admit it. Otherwise, I look like an idiot.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. One more quick one for you here. This is non-Bruins related. This is actually Celtics related. Jimmy Butler over the weekend was caught saying something that if he had played against the Celtics, things may have been different. That'd be if the audio would play. Here we go.
Video this. You got it?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you weren't playing, you know.
If you were playing, you probably would have lost by, you know, maybe not double digits every game, but it still would have made a difference.
Okay.
Not with this team.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate that. They're talking about how he's not going to be there maybe next year.
What's his contract look
like? I think he has maybe 2 years left, but that he wants out of there.
Unless they probably bring somebody in. He probably is. It's his way of making sure that they spend some money and bring in another superstar.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's out.
I mean, it doesn't matter in the NBA. You just decide you want to go somewhere else, and then the team gives in, and they have
He has an option after next year, so one more year. But if the team, if he feels like the team is not going to be built up, because you're not in the NBA, if you're a superstar player and they don't build the team around you, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's you're not going to do nothing. You get to the playoffs and then you get bounced because the team you're going against just has way more power than you do. Mm-hmm. So I could see him wanting to try to find another place where he can maybe lock in or try to get more people to come there to play with him.
All right. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Coming up at 7:30, Courtney with today's news. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with what is trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Poirier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins take Game 7 in overtime and are moving on. A Pasta goal punched the ticket for the next round against the Florida Panthers. That kicks off tonight in Florida at 8 p.m. And we now know who the Celtics have in the East semis. Celtics v. Cavs will kick off tomorrow night at the TD Garden. So that means this week is going to be Bruins Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, with the Celtics going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
All right, let's go.
Stunning.
Wiggy, what do you think of the Cavs?
I mean, it's Donovan.
They beat the Celtics once in the regular season.
Right, it's Donovan Mitchell. If you can slow him down and not allow him to do his thing, or you take the approach where it's like, all right, Donovan Mitchell's going to get his, but we're going to shut everybody else down, you'll be able to beat Cleveland.
The Red Sox fell to the Twins 9-2 yesterday. The Red Sox took down the Twins 9-2 yesterday. Their only win in the three-game series.
Winning 9-2.
What?
That was a me flub from many moons ago. Text line brought up earlier, so I figured I'd toss it in for you.
I like it, Shime. It was their only win in the three-game series in Minnesota. Cooper Criswell went four innings. He went 4 1/3. He gave up one run on 5 hits while striking out 5. They're off tonight before taking on the Braves in Atlanta tomorrow. And let love bloom in a 2024 Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I promise I'll be better in the next trending. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Gordy. 52 degrees, mostly cloudy sky. It's going to be gorgeous this afternoon, Greg. 73 afternoon high in the city of Boston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.